What if the most profound leadership moments of your life weren't the ones you planned? Drew Dudley's This Is Day One challenges our conventional understanding of leadership. It's not about titles or commanding armies. It's about consistent daily behaviors aligned with your core values. The book has captivated Silicon Valley executives and university programs alike, with Dudley's TED Talk on everyday leadership garnering over 5 million views. At its heart lies a revolutionary question. What if you treated every single day as day one of your leadership journey? This approach provides a fresh start each morning to choose leadership behaviors that reflect who you truly want to be, rather than accumulating the cynicism that comes from years of routine. When we embrace this mindset, we can approach our responsibilities with renewed commitment, forgive yesterday's failures, and focus on today's opportunities. Imagine changing someone's life and not even remembering it. In 2002, a young woman approached Dudley with a story that transformed his understanding of leadership. 4 years earlier, on her first day of university, she had been ready to quit when Dudley appeared wearing a ridiculous hat collecting donations. His playful interaction with her and another student not only convinced her to stay, but led to a 4-year relationship with that same student. The shocking part? Dudley had absolutely no recollection of this life-changing interaction. These lollipop moments, small actions that profoundly impact others, reveal that leadership isn't about achieving impressive goals, but about how we behave in pursuit of them. Our most significant impact often occurs in unplanned moments we don't even remember. While we tend to focus on extraordinary days, promotions, achievements, failures, our character and long-term success are revealed in ordinary ones. The consistency of our everyday actions, not occasional grand gestures, builds the momentum needed for meaningful accomplishment and provides daily evidence that we matter. When asked, "Why do you matter?" 90% of people, even highly successful professionals, struggle to answer. We hope to matter rather than plan to matter. A personal leadership philosophy serves as your North Star during challenging decisions and maintains consistency. Research shows leaders with clear philosophies score 110% higher on leadership effectiveness, while their teams report 140% greater effectiveness. If you don't define your aspirational values, you'll never feel you're living up to them. Values simplify complex choices by serving as decision-making criteria. When you establish core values like honesty or integrity, you can evaluate options against these standards. Value-based decisions may bring short-term discomfort, but prevent the lasting regret of compromising your principles. Great leaders proactively create opportunities to live their values rather than merely responding to situations. The day one approach transforms intentions into consistent behaviors through 3 steps. Identify a key value you wish to embody, define that value behaviorally, and do something daily that embodies it, whether spending 30 minutes brainstorming ideas or following up on every commitment made. Impact-creating moments that cause people to feel better off having interacted with you is the ideal starting value for your day one journey. The daily question, "What have I done today to recognize someone else's leadership?" trains your mind to spot leadership in unexpected places, from nurses taking extra time with patients to receptionists remembering coffee preferences. Consider Mr. Peters, a high school custodian who knew every student's name, remembered past conversations, and offered kindness to the insecure. Despite his profound impact, evidenced by former students smiling at his name decades later, he described himself as just a janitor. His story shows how true leadership transcends titles and formal authority. Our value isn't measured by titles or wealth, but by how many people smile when our name is mentioned years later. Recognizing unsung leaders by telling them, "You are a leader to me," creates ripples of impact that spread through communities. When we acknowledge exceptional behavior, we reinforce it and create a cycle of leadership that benefits everyone. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to model the leadership we hope to see in others. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's taking action despite potential loss. Leaders embody this by asking, "What did I try today that I thought might not work, but I tried it anyway?" They feel fear, but refuse to let it paralyze them. Rejection therapy builds courage through deliberately seeking rejection. One entrepreneur made this a monthly competition with his business partner, discovering three insights. Rejection happens less frequently than expected. Anticipating rejection prevents it from damaging self-worth. And even rejection often yields better alternatives than your current situation. A young man with social anxiety taught Dudley another powerful question. Am I capable of 5 seconds of extraordinary courage right now? The answer is always yes. We all possess brief moments of courage. What truly frightens us isn't those 5 seconds, but our imagined consequences. Society intensifies our fear by labeling change as failure. The essential question becomes, where in my life am I settling? Regardless of age, you deserve better than settling for less. Empowerment means catalyzing others' success. Ask yourself, what have I done today to help someone move closer to their goal? While many view life as zero sum, true leaders embrace an abundance mindset, creating value rather than merely chasing profit. Growth extends beyond empowerment by expanding your capacity to add value. You embody growth when you catalyze learning, for yourself or others. The question becomes, what have I done today to make it more likely someone will learn something? The edge of the bed question illustrates this principle. Imagine it's your child's last night at home. They ask for your best life advice, the single insight that most contributed to your happiness. This reminds us that great leadership isn't about having all the answers, but asking powerful questions where everyone learns. The journey to becoming your ideal leader begins with identifying core values, defining them clearly, and embedding them through daily action-oriented questions. After discovering your key values through reflection, create questions that operationalize these values daily. Effective questions must require more than yes-no answers, avoid using the actual value word, and offer flexible response options. Start with just one value, preferably your strongest, and commit to answering it daily for 30 days before adding another. Set reminders and document your answers. This approach builds consistency over time, with each new day one building upon previous efforts rather than restarting them. The day one methodology draws strength from simplicity and consistency. By treating each day as a fresh start, you create a sustainable leadership culture through small, deliberate actions aligned with your values. Whether mentoring a colleague, writing an appreciation note, or prioritizing personal development, these ordinary acts performed with extraordinary consistency create a compound effect that transforms your life and positively influences those around you.